Warhammer Fantasy 2nd Edition, Paths of the Damned. Chaos cultists and beastmen abound in the smoking ruins of the Empire's northernmost city and its immediate environs, and the heroes are plunged into an action-packed adventure involving heresy, murder, betrayal, and corruption.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
All right.
I set Nolan on fire.
It's okay, it's already on.
No, there's no cheese on this.
Sorry for the people you get to listen to me eat, because I'm fat.
But I don't know. There is kind of cheese on this. It is a cheesecake.
Is it cheesy?
By the way, that spoon has something growing in the middle of it.
Yeah, it's the ice cream from last night.
Okay.
It's not growing, it's just ice cream that...
The ice cream is pulsating.
Okay.
It blinked at me. All right. As you pull into Nuln, in the dimming light of the setting sun, the Emperor Wilhelm passes the river gate, moving through the heart of the jewel of the Empire. The city is still very much alive, and workers swarm over the docks to make ready for the incoming ship. You hear the second pilot shout out orders below decks, and the faint sounds of the oarsmen grunting as the ship slowly turns to the wharf. From your position on the deck, the city seems to rise before you, almost as if the buildings are stacked on one another, rising higher and higher, until they terminate at the palace, looming from a tall hill. To the south, ghastly fires and Pablo from the foundries turn the river.
What?
Pablo decided to walk in the middle of the description. Struck his face, they're like, me? foundries turn the river red, and plumes of black smoke from the smokestacks blot out the sky. You're finally here. Nuln awaits you.
I bet the widows hate this place.
By the way, as you from being here for about 5 minutes or 20 minutes as the ship is docked, you guys will notice that your clothes have a fine layer of soot on them.
Welcome to Nuln.
This place is filthy. What is wrong with you people?
I thought your last city was filthy, Steven.
Yes, but you don't get soot covering you when you walk in.
Yeah, just urine.
That's if you'll talk to people. At least in Altdorf, you can ignore everybody and you'll be fine. Here, you just breathe and die.
By the way,
no wonder you humans don't live very long.
I take it from the description, this is one of the tiered cities where each tier goes up in order to prevent assaults and allow for archers.
And of course, the palace is on the hill.
Oh wait, I'm sorry. This is Nuln. Handgunners.
Yes. in addition, as your high elf has learned from one of the compatriots on the ship, Nuln was built in the ruins of an elven city.
It's
great to be
by
back
way,
home.
By the way, you buy arrows before
yes.
you forget.
I'm gonna get 20 gold crowns. Remember, as soon as we get off the board, as soon as we get off the boat, you each get paid 20.
When she dies, or if she steps off, like, damn it!
Hey, come out off the boat. We got her here.
She's assassinated. Before she steps off the boat.
She, of course, thanks you for the protection that you offered her. And it was damn well needed.
Glad to be of service, my lady.
Alright.
Great, 20 crowns.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I already put it there. How much do arrows cost?
What?
You want to hand me the
where she wants to be. If it's here, unless you wait in the carriage or something, we'll let her go there.
So, you'll notice that of course, the city is packed. As per the festivities that you guys have been warned about.
Did the previous guy give us money, too? The rich, fat guy?
Frederick? No.
No, he gave us stuff and equipment.
Yeah, he gave us equipment.
Okay, because I have 29 gold crowns.
The reason is because the captain also gave you guys 75 crowns for trying to investigate the murders.
Or the murder. We ever wrote that down.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did.
I only have 20 gold crowns.
That's about right. 75 divided by
broke.
4.
Okay, so, hey, I'm out to 40 gold crowns. Sweet!
I'm rich. Was it 20 each or 20 total?
20 each.
Yep.
Because she's fantastically wealthy.
And she paid us well. And it was repeated. Quite so.
Unfortunately. All right. Well, does she need anything further from us until,
the masquerade?
Nope. All right.
You guys still have the letter of introduction to Elizabeth Becker.
That poor bastard guy goes off and gets executed.
Mm-hmm.
Andre, I don't know if I remember to tell you. Apparently I've been selling myself short. Underneath my clothing is a set of good or best quality clothing. Underneath my robes.
You've just been covering them up because you don't want to think people don't want to think that you're just one of those priests.
Yes. And also, where we go most of the time, you want to just keep them covered.
Yeah, like right now?
Keep them covered. Alright, so I can get 5 arrows for 1 silver.
For a crown, you can get 100 arrows.
Yep.
How many arrows you want?
I'm almost only getting 100, but that would also be
a lot of weight.
50 pounds. ENC is an encumbrance? Or what does ENC stand for?
Something we're not using. If I recall correctly, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I do go commission
buy
a great weapon.
Ours.
All right. As you are walking by the weaponsmith, 6 witch hunters ride through the streets on black steeds, trampling anyone who doesn't get out of the way.
I get out of the way.
Okay.
Which open the way?
Yes, fireball.
Ow!
I look to the peasant who's invariably to my left. Any idea what that was about?
Probably someone's about to be burned.
You know, like the guy we fingered.
Oh,
murder.
That's right. He's probably gonna talk to them. Right, turning around.
Why?
No, wait.
There's nothing else we can investigate, and he had no
so for
evidence.
10 shillings, I will get 50 euros. That weighs 100. That weighs 25 pounds.
Yeah. Okay.
By the way, that means an arrow is 2 pounds.
I mean,
hello. Stop trying to eat my computer.
You silly boy. Yes, you silly boy.
So, what do you guys do now? The sun is setting.
Question, do I have to commission my great weapon, or do they just have one lying around?
You will have to commission it.
Okay. I do that.
Okay.
And then I've got a couple days to kill.
There was something
I'm going to looking around, see if I can't find the... Actually, I'm going to grab the priest, because you can talk to him, can't you?
Maybe. Yes.
What?
You basically have the information skill, right?
You mean gossip?
Gossip, yes.
Every human in this city has gossip.
Great. I'll find where the actual... Any
we all like to gossip.
...remaining elven runes are.
I gotta go destroy them. How much does a great axe or great weapon cost?
20.
20?
Yep.
To whose dragon is this?
Amanda's.
No, it's mine.
Oh, okay.
He drew that, how many years ago?
I don't know, it was like 8 or 9 or 10.
Crabbin is indeed 20 crowns.
I succeed on a gossip check to locate elven ruins nearby.
Partial tracing.
The palace is said to actually be built on top of elven ruins.
There you go.
Partial tracing part of it, me looking at the thing.
I think this is the tracing part, and this was the maybe the tail.
It's a Charizard.
A blue Charizard?
Yep.
So anything more specific? Like where the entrances might be, where somebody's heard of such and such?
Look, that's what
it seems to be closed off for the public.
Yeah.
Good luck. I'm going to go find myself an inn, and possibly...
you realize there's going to be things to find there that we'll need to keep out of the hands of chaos.
Yes, but it's night right now, and I'm tired.
I suppose I'll go find a nice inn for him.
The setting sun.
Oh. Sorry, I missed that part. I apologize. Then yeah,
it's actually a town of vampires. The setting sun, the city comes alive, the workers come out.
Okay, yeah, we'll get to work on it tomorrow.
So why is it vampire?
The witch hunters?
The witch hunters are actually vampires, too.
Interesting.
Because not even vampires like chaos. Alright. Mm-hmm. You'll find...
It doesn't say the price increase.
...that the only inn that is left in town is one down in the docks called Reaver's Return. Mainly because there are so many people here for the celebration
of a cannon.
Of a new cannon.
That's
a new type of cannon.
There's no, like, really upper class places left?
No. They were the first ones booked.
Those have been reserved for months.
So, that's the only one that's... Unless you want to go even slumier.
Die, sir! But the only inn available is in the docks.
It's actually right there.
Oh, well. Let's go.
How much is it a night?
Huh. I took the
Because battle. Of the wonderful event that is happening, it is a mere gold crown a night.
Guess what? I have the virtue of empathy.
For fear of my wallet, is there a Temple of Sigmar in the city?
Yes, but they are... At capacity.
What the hell?
Everyone and their grandmother is here. Priest included.
I didn't know priests had grandmothers. I thought they grew them out of tombs.
Alright, I need
Alright, yeah.
Yay. Let's hope we don't stay here very long.
Yeah.
Celebrations are set. To take in a week, and the masquerade is happening on the sixth day?
Hey, Andre, it only costs 200 or 100 gold crowns.
To make it master quality? To make it best.
It would be 200.
No, it's 100. Times 10.
10 times 20?
Times 10.
Oh, I thought...
Great weapon. Would be a great weapon.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, then
I was wanting a sword.
What does best quality do?
It gives you a 5% bonus to hit.
It's master quality.
Right, I'm buying a common quality great weapon.
They have a Warhammer prepared.
And just I have them add a few, you know, accoutrements befitting
a
warrior priest.
There is a good quality, it's only times 3.
What does good do?
It lowers the weapon encumbrance by 10.
So basically good quality is useless in this particular game right now?
That's because we're not using it, so...
By the time I had felt comfortable that we had all learned the system well enough, I was like, it's too late to start adding rules now.
Kind of like the whole, you can't actually parry with a knife for free thing since it's not balanced.
Yeah, unless you're ambidextrous.
I thought ambidexterity actually allowed you to do that.
It probably does. But
it does, but it has minuses.
But if you're not ambidextrous, you need a balanced knife to parry with it.
Yep. Or you spend an action.
Yes.
And then you don't even need the knife.
Yep.
There you go.
Alright, well, I have a big-ass hammer now. And a shield, and a regular-sized hammer.
Nice.
Why? Because I bought the shield, so at a range, I'd have that plus one armor.
What kind of great weapon should I have, Andre?
A hammer!
You can get a great weapon.
I would honestly go with a claymore.
I suppose I could also go with something like a halberd. Can't that be used to... Two things?
Yes, but you have a weapon. You have to be able to use a halberd. No?
Okay. It's not a specialist weapon.
No?
What is it? Just
look at it. Halberd.
Group two-handed. Yeah. I have two-handed, don't I? Did I take that? Yep.
Then you can... Then you'll definitely fit in with all those peasants.
The halberd can be a spear or a great weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it cost less than the great weapon? I'm gonna look at the wrong
thing. Uh-huh.
Yeah, a great weapon costs 20 and a halberd costs 15.
Is there, yep. What's the damage on a halberd?
Where's the,
it's a great weapon.
Where's it say that at?
Oh, it should list it right
now. Ah, damage. SB?
It's your strength bonus. What's the damage on a great weapon?
SB?
Yes, great weapons are worse. What are the penalties? Or what are the?
When you think about it, what is a halberd? It's a great weapon with a pokey stick.
But my question is, why does it cost less?
Because it's more productive.
What are the qualities on the halberd?
It's impact
special.
And fast. It either is impact or it is fast.
It is impact and tiring, or it's fast.
Wait, are great weapons tiring?
No, they're not tiring.
That's the thing. Great weapons can get impact every turn.
Okay.
Halberds, you get impact first turn.
Okay, mm-hmm.
That I think is actually worth the 5 gold difference there, then.
Where's H?
So!
Blade's dirty. Handling
an axe. Should I choose to stay at the Reaver's Return or try and rent out rooms on the Emperor Wilhelm?
It is not tiring.
What, the halberd isn't?
Nope.
Hmm.
This means you either have the fast quality or both the impact and slow qualities.
Hmm.
Yep. Halberds are better. Cost-wise, ability-wise, just how the system worked.
Encumbrance is bad?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how bad is a higher number?
It depends on how much you can carry.
Well, the halberd also has less encumbrance.
The halberd is better overall.
Its availability is common. Not average.
What the fuck? Really? Yep.
We're paying 5 gold crowns for looks.
Apparently.
Can I see the book, Tyler? Hold on just a second. I'm going to buy me a halberd. Sorry, Alec.
If I so, Jessica, you're the one who's checking everyone in.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Understand the weapons still going. Guys, I'm closing. Guys.
I'm just sitting there.
Money!
All right, all
right. Okay, there's 6 of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
No, there's one of them you don't want to count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Who's the 6th?
Dwarf.
He didn't come with you.
Oh, okay, never mind. Then 5.
She was counting somebody.
He's gonna be a reoccurring character in the next campaign.
Okay.
He's gonna be a slayer. Okay.
What's the next campaign?
Whenever I run my next Warhammer campaign.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so 5.
Mm-hmm.
So how many people can fit in a room here?
This hostel is a 2-story building, with stone walled ground floor, and a timber and plaster first floor. Ground floor, first floor. Slate tiles shingle the roof, and a stone chimney releases coal smoke into the air. A lettered sign hangs above the door, although it bears no marking. There are a few windows on the ground floor with only the faintest suggestion of light coming through. The contaminants in the glass and the soot and grease covering each pane makes the windows nearly opaque. You walk in, and there are a number of...
So I walk in.
You walk in. Conrad, and Rivendell.
You know, those two go shopping. So the women go to the inn, all the men go shopping.
Look at that sword!
Weapon shopping.
Uh-huh. It's dominated by a bar running against the far wall. There are no stools. There are 9 tables, each with 6 to 4 chairs arranged haphazardly around the room. You guys can... smell the foul stew that is bubbling out of the kitchen. It reeks of mildew, mold, and decay, and the stench of sweat from those sitting too close to the hearths add to the stink.
I really wish I was a wizard from D&D.
Thatch covers the floor.
House.
Thatch covers the floor, mixed with vomit, spilled food, beer, and worse.
All right, watch where you step.
Behind the bar is a greasy old man with next to no hair and next to no teeth, with warts covering his face, and he pinches the butt of a gangly, pasty white woman with open sores around her mouth. She snarls at him.
This place is disgusting. Maybe we should go to the Wilhelm.
How much does it cost for the Wilhelm a night?
Same as last time, 2 gold crowns a night.
The Wilhelm?
The Emperor Wilhelm, the boat.
The boat.
Oh.
I am all in favor of going back and staying on the boat.
Is it staying important?
Yes. Until the events are ceased, and then it ferries everyone home, making double the business.
Well,
yeah, can we just keep our rooms?
If we stay here for less than 4 divided by 2 is 17 days, I'll be good.
I've got about 10, so I'm all for going back to the Wilhelm.
You should have like 40 crowns right now.
I have 61.
And remember, the other inns are worse than this one.
Right! To the Wilhelm!
Alright, so we all walk in. Oh, Leslie walk in, look around and go,
fuck no.
Alright, go back to the Wilhelm. Can we keep our rooms?
He says, of course. The passenger rooms were 2 gold crowns a night. And the state rooms are, of course, 5 gold crowns a night.
I'm good with 2.
Yes. We'll go with the passengers.
Ha. Should I just mark off 14 gold crowns now?
Sure, if you want.
Are we going to be here a week, or...?
Well, you're technically here 8 nights.
Oh.
7 days. Including tonight.
So, 16. This is the word where he's like, this is more gold than I've ever seen in my life.
Just so I don't have to stay at that abomination of an inn.
Since apparently even the graces of Sigmar could not anticipate the amount of
people. Everyone in town is, of course, abuzz with the delight of sending off a new cannon.
Yearly festivities.
Is there a larger than average dwarf population within this city?
Larger than average, definitely more than Altdorf, but about the same with Middenheim.
Okay. Middenheim just closer to the dwarves, isn't it?
Yes, in addition, the dwarves are the reason why humans were allowed to colonize Middenheim, because they're the ones who basically built the substructure and everything.
Why is Middenheim so dangerous?
It's built on a giant plateau. Which is why it was able to survive Archaon's onslaught. Because Archaon actually had to use the bridges.
It's kind of like trying to assault Thunder.
Yeah. It'd be basically like that. They cut the elevators and like...
and then everyone realizes that they have flying guns, so they work now. Anyway. They see lines go...
No. They
all land.
Thunderstorm.
Oh, no. I'm thinking more like, they're like, ooh, typhoon.
Welcome to the druid capital of the horde.
All right. So, what's the plan? You guys just crash the night, and then tomorrow, what are you going to do after that?
I did tomorrow, start to go to those elven rooms. Before the real festivities start here, where we're going to be required to be.
I propose we go tomorrow and actually do some research at the Temple of Sigmar before we just start blindly searching ruins.
Were you guys going to meet with Elizabeth Becker, or are you going to do that at a later date?
Elizabeth Becker is the one we escorted here, correct?
No, she is the...
She's the one we got a writ of,
From the captain. Because you guys were kind enough to investigate the murders and fight off the warband conflict that was happening on the ship.
Well, I suppose we'll visit her. And then we can do some research.
Okay.
Okay, that works.
Sorry, I don't want to search blind.
That's so much fun.
You know what sucks about full plate?
What?
It's a 5 armor all around. However, if one piece gets damaged, everything goes down to a 4.
Mm-hmm.
You know what sucks about medium armor?
Everything.
Your agility's lowered?
Yes.
My movement's a 3.
I almost move at double your speed.
Suck.
Alright. So, night will of course pass uneventfully. Alec, you are still feeling slightly queasy because there's still the rocking on the boat.
Yeah. You know what? It's better than that dump, though.
Anyway, next day you guys, of course...
I can't sleep on him.
Well, okay. Do you really want to resist it?
I make my willpower check.
Fine, suffer for yourself.
So, you guys rest, get up the next morning, of course, eat your wonderful breakfast that's provided by the ship. The captain's, of course, happy to host you. You guys have been some of the most helpful passengers he's had in a good long time.
I mean, we just scream in terror as the orc wall happened on our boat.
As you guys are, of course, walking out and passing on the docks, there's a flagellant proselytizing to a group of Nolners saying that the end is nigh. You guys keep walking.
What's the church's average take on flagellants?
Well, at least the crazies are on our side.
True, and I suppose my presence does make them a core choice, so we kind of bring them with us to battle.
At least the crazies are on our side.
What I can tell from the fluff that I've seen is the church of St. Mark's that goes, flagellants are good, as long as they're not in our population. Keep them on the battlefield, and we love them.
By the way, as a rare choice, it's not implied that the army actually brings the flagellants. They just happen to wander into the battlefield.
You guys walk over to the richer part of town, which is in German, and I'm not going to bother butchering the German language and attempting to say it.
Oh, come on.
The guards, stop. Who are you? But before you guys actually even get to enter the rich part of town, the portcullis is down.
I'm Rivendell, mage of the Bright Order.
My name is Sir Leon. I'm a knight of Bastogne.
Siegfried, priest of Sigmar.
I'm Catherine.
We are here to see this lady.
Ah, you have permission to enter.
Thank you.
Sorry, with all the riffraff going around, we don't want visitors pillaging.
I put on my nice robes for this.
They're brown. They're black with soot.
I know.
Yeah, by the time you guys get there, you're like...
I take it... Oh, no, wait. The colors of Bastogne are black and red, so it's harder to see... To see the soot.
Mm-hmm. You guys realize it's in your hair. Anywho.
What hair?
It's in your eyebrows.
Do I have eyebrows?
Here, let me do this for you.
Thank you.
Anywho. You guys walk over to the Becker Estate, which is actually just a... It's in the rich part of town, but it's definitely one of the smaller estates. And of course, up walks a butler. Yes, you're here to see Miss Becker. I heard the guards pass along the message. May I have your writ?
Here you
go. Ah, from the captain. Fantastic.
250 reputation gained with the Becker Estate.
Just me.
I'm just waiting for him to say jerk in a moment.
Sure. Ah, she does happen to be in. Please,
excellent.
Come this way.
Thank you.
It leads you over to a small waiting room.
Before I go inside, I try to brush off as much soot as I can before I go in.
Same thing.
The butler actually hands you like a brush and a little pan.
I pull out a rag.
There actually are rooms in the animal houses to be able to do that. The washrooms actually have a purpose.
Oh, wait, the walls were black when I walked in anyway.
This isn't an emo room, it's just covered in soot. Don't breathe. And for heaven's sakes, don't sneeze.
Chew!
Alright. After a short little... After about 10 minutes... Oh, sorry, hold on. 5d 10 minutes.
Holy cow, that might be actually a really long time.
Not really.
About half an hour later. Sorry. You guys are sitting in a...
Do I still have soot on my head?
Where there are refreshing drinks and light snacks, and you're instructed to wait there. But after that half hour, she comes down. She is, of course, a middle-aged woman, although she retains the beauty of her youth. She wears her long red-haired little ringlets, and she has bright, intelligent green eyes. Her clothes are, of course, suited to her station. Consists of expensive, bejeweled gowns, rings, and necklaces, all in the current fashions of Bretonian nobility.
Bretonian nobility.
Bretonian nobility.
Well, how long have you been away from Bretonia?
A few months.
Okay, so you might not recognize the fashions.
No, he's probably about just as up-to-date, because remember, fashion takes a little while when you're going by horseback. Wouldn't be sad to try and kill you right away.
Current. Best of our knowledge, current fashion.
Yep. Oh, well, she must be up-to-date in Bristol.
She, of course, gives a cordial bow, and she, of course, sits down in a chair and says,
oh, yeah.
Okay, before we start talking to this lady, why are we here? Besides the writ.
We were given a writ for... I don't know. Was she supposed to give us more thanks or what?
More thanks in addition, since she's a wealthy socialite, if you want to know anything about anyone, she's probably the girl to go to.
So she's like another Frederick.
She's another Frederick.
Excluding she's probably not as badass in combat.
Weapons skill. No.
Was that a no, she's not as badass, or no, Alec is wrong yet again?
No, she's not that awesome.
No, but we also have to go looking for that chaos artifact down here.
Yes.
Who would be the best person for that, do you know? Like, I mean, should we ask her about priests, or...
You can just ask around. Remember, you do have a clue from the scene.
What was the clue?
Symbol of Zeech.
No.
Oh.
That was from the
book. Bad adventure quest. Remember, down in the little reliquary where the artifacts were being held, there was a sword that you know had been forged in Nuln, and it had some particular marks on it.
Oh, so we should probably ask her about this sword.
Yes.
The sword we've been carrying around, yes, completely, yes. Hi.
Oh, yes, we cleaned it off, I think.
Before that, she, of course, kind of politely, you could see her kind of looking you over and making some judgments, and she says, please, the captain has mentioned you. Speak about your adventures, if you wouldn't mind.
We are merely people who go around and try to root out chaos in all of its ways and manners, and try to protect the good of the people.
Our adventure started out near Middenheim. We had to fight our way to Middenheim through beastmen that are infesting the area. Mm-hmm. We managed to destroy and root out some chaos worshippers there. And then made our way down to Altdorf. And
killed some demons there.
The demons there were
and
difficult.
A lot of assassination attempts.
The mage. We found another chaos worshipper among mages.
Mm-hmm.
And we found our way here.
We killed the chaos mage. He's good.
Don't worry. Both our orders have
And so what is your intentions here in the city?
We
have had clues that lead to certain chaos situations that might be around here.
Could you be a bit more specific, please?
At this point, I don't know how much we can release to who.
We have reason to believe there may be an artifact of Khorne somewhere within the city. We're seeking it before the forces of Chaos find it.
Khorne. I need but know that there is a Chaos artifact that
yes.
you're looking for. And how long do you intend to stay in the city?
Our current time is at least the length of festivities. Longer should the investigation take more time.
Ah. Okay. Well, I, of course, will be happy to assist.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank
Excellent
you.
To hear. We have but one clue at the moment. At one of the sites of chaos, we found this sword, and we figured out it was forged here, but we don't know by whom.
Ah, yes. It's one of the few swords that's...
Next time you play a character, you're required to be a talker because you interrupt everyone.
I'm going to play a gay bard next.
Yes, I have seen these before. These swords were bequeathed to known officers just prior to the Storm of Chaos. There are very few in the city, I think 7, that were given out to officers before the invasion.
No, wait, there were 8 group things.
It was quite a ways away, so it probably was given out before.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course.
Do you happen to know who these 7 are?
No, but I could find out in a few days.
Nah. Well, if you be, we would be very grateful.
Hopefully, we'd very much appreciate it.
Do you happen to know where the largest library would be in the city? Is it in the Temple of Sigmar, or is there something larger somewhere else?
It would indeed be in the Temple of Sigmar, but those have been closed recently.
For what reason?
Recently there was a robbery.
Ooh.
A very important tome was taken.
Perhaps we could investigate it.
It was said to be a tome given to the Temple of Sigmar by the dwarves of Karak Kazarak.
Do you happen to know the name of the tome?
Oh, heavens no. I only know that it happened.
Can I make a knowledge, religion, and or history to possibly identify the tome?
Sure. It's going to be hard because...
You have nothing to work with it.
Because it the dwarves gave a lot.
knowledge, history, I take it,
yes.
Probably. Okay, and this hard is minus 20?
20.
Okay.
Get a 2.
Actually, I've still got a 22.
Get a 2.
22! I make it.
There's about half a dozen tomes that it could have been, but most of the ones given to Nuln were about dwarven engineering secrets.
So it's still a fairly bad thing that it was stolen.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
The only people who have access to something like that are the head priests of the Temple of Sigmar and the School of Gun and the Gunnery School. And the School of Engineering, of course.
Oh, right.
Well, at the very least, we could offer our assistance in investigating. If we could find the tome, we could gain access to the library, or it might have something to do with our objective.
Well, unless the sword has something to do with engineering, I'm not so sure, but...
Maybe they need to blow something up to get to it.
That's not quite possible.
Yeah.
You know, it makes a lot of sense that I'd actually know that as a priest of Sigmar. It's dwarven!
I don't know if it's written in Dwarven, so they don't know what the hell it says. I'm like, fuck!
You told me reading Dwarf wouldn't be useful!
Do you really need the secrets that are in this book?
Yes, my next level was going to be an engineer.
No, that's an advanced class.
Your next level is going to be in something that goes to engineer, that will cost you
200.
Only 300 to get there.
Mm-hmm. 200 to exit the career, 100 to enter.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so thank you very much, ma'am.
Of course.
Should we need anything, we will contact you, or if there's something that you would desire of us.
Oh, of course. You have been wonderful guests. You have been very gracious, so of course you are welcome back here any time. I'm only here about half the time during the day.
So it's as if Sigmar is rolling a pair of dice, and if they come up 49 or lower, then you're here?
50 or lower.
Oh, okay. Ah, Sigmar's most gracious.
Sigmar plays dice.
Sigmar's a gamer. Didn't you know?
Okay.
You might be able to find out more about the sword if you talk with the local weaponsmiths. I'm sure that they would know.
Alright, then, if there's nothing else, we can take or leave.
Do you happen to have a suggestion on a reputable weaponsmith to speak with?
I'm afraid that is not my circle of expertise.
Well, that wouldn't hurt to ask. Alright. Away!
Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na!
So, do we want to go to Sigmar first, or do we want to go to the...
Hold on.
Do we get attacked in the street?
As you guys are walking by, a procession of priests of Virna move down the street. As part of the procession, a wagon carrying a small stage on its back. Actors take part in a morality play, exclaiming the virtues of learning and justing, and showing the ills of ignorance and tyranny.
Wait, who's Virna?
She's the judge goddess.
Okay, so I don't need to roll a knowledge religion to identify her.
No.
She's one of the very common knowledge.
I don't enjoy that play. It wasn't bad, but not
well, it's sort of like those, you know, Christian horror houses where, you know, like, this is what a dead fetus looks like, throws it on you.
I still like what Something Positive did with one of those.
I'm going to sit down right here.
Okay, so we let the procession go by.
Okay.
I take it there are just random events that'll happen as we're walking through the city then. So, do you want to go to the temple first, or do you want to go to the Levinsmith?
Go on.
I'm up for the temple.
As the priest of Sigmar, I would love to assist my temple in locating the stolen tome.
Any opinion?
Nope.
Alright, the temple.
Okay. Alright. Guys walk into the Temple of Sigmar. It's, of course, the second largest temple in all of the Empire.
Following the temple in Altdorf?
Yes. And of course, you hear the sermons in the background. You see the priests shuffling around.
I feel at home again.
An acolyte, of course, walks up and looks you all over and says, "How can I help my well-armed guests?"
We wish to speak with the head priest, if possible, or...
And may I ask who you are that grants you that right?
This is Siegfried, the priest of Sigmar.
I am Brother Siegfried, priest of Sigmar. We had been informed that a tome had recently been stolen from the library. We were hoping to maybe do something to assist in the recovery. We have also been...
Then let me direct you over to the guard.
Well...
We also need to do some research, and we were informed that your library...
I'm afraid the library is currently closed.
Let's see, do we want to pull out the symbol? I think yes.
It's up to you. At this point, I'm just... you know my opinions on your god.
The symbol?
Symbol of...
Yeah!
Mark of Unity!
Do it! Except he's still probably the ancient language. But go ahead and try it.
Well,
why don't we just go get the tome first in the library?
Yeah, we'll talk to the guards since they're probably investigated it.
Because the guards don't know anything. You're both wrong and horrible people for suggesting that Sigmar doesn't do everything correctly.
Hey, if it wasn't for Conrad over here, we'd still be back in that one city looking around for sewers.
I think your dying Sigmar's grace would have assisted us.
I think he was taking a nap.
How dare you insult Sigmar?
He was taking... How is that insulting?
We have to
burn her!
Let me assault you.
No, wait. I'm taking offense to that.
Okay.
Defense.
Okay, so we'll go to the guard.
Alright. You walk to a nearby guard who's kind of looking over things and goes... Kind of... Ah! Conrad! What are you doing here? I'm a guard. That's evident. Thank you. Please, my friends wish to help. Oh, well, of course. So, friends of Conrad, how can I help you?
We heard that a book was recently stolen from...
Oh, yes. Terrible crime. Terrible.
Is he being serious in his voice, or...
Okay.
We were hoping to assist.
Ah! That's good!
Do you have any leads we could help out with?
Mm-hmm.
Well, nothing other than the crime scene.
Is there any chance we could see the crime scene? Or maybe get information on the crime scene?
Pulls out a little booklet and kind of...
I'm afraid I don't know your laws here, so I have to ask you what the matter.
Oh, yes. But
1, 2, 3, 5. 5 divided by 2 is...
2.5.
3.
4. So 4 guards must be present with you.
Okay.
Does Conrad count?
I'm afraid not.
Damn it.
Are there 3 other guards available?
I can go get some.
Okay.
Frederick's a little slow.
You know what? I think he's on par with a lot of the other populace we've met up to this point.
Oh, come on.
Actually, I fully agree with that.
After a short while, he returns with 3 other guards.
The fact that he knows about the existence of division, actually, probably puts him ahead of most people.
No, he's just reading it.
Oh, and he can read.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
They could have
just been pictures.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No. Are those the people or are those the guards?
1, 2, 7, 4. Okay.
So divide that by 2, we get 6, right? So the answer is 6 guards. Alright.
Alright. Well, you guys, are welcomed into the scene. It's, of course, you guys are allowed into the quiet library. There, whether or not the guards allow it, there's a librarian of Sigmar, perhaps the most terrifying creature in all of the Empire, staring at you as you move about the library.
He says silence. He says it with a hammer.
Is he wearing powered armor? And is he psychic?
You can certainly feel as though your soul is being ripped from your body if you even so much as stub your toe.
I'm home again.
He says anything about there being no innocence. I am so gonna purge him.
No. No, you're not.
No, I'm gonna try and die.
Okay. Well, Conrad, you're the expert on crime scenes here.
Okay.
Did you just fail everything?
Alright, Jessica, I'm just... No, I'm rolling dice just to double-check something.
Is it search?
Yeah. This would be search.
No.
No.
No, that roll.
Oh, yeah, I'm good. I'm in the library. I know my way around.
Okay. So, Steven. How many tiers did you succeed by?
Two and a half.
Okay, so 2. As you were looking around, it's obvious that the person was not allowed in here. Because one of the things that you find is kind of like a jury-rigged door. Actually, it's the front door, no less. In addition, looking at the books, you'll notice that all of them were disturbed.
Like he didn't know what he was looking for.
All of the books were disturbed, but he only took one very specific one.
So kind of like he was shuffling through them, looking,
yes.
And then...
Yes.
Not kind of exactly like that.
What you also find is Snigget.
I stop you before you cast any magic.
No, I'm searching through, find everything, look down, see him, and go...
What are you doing?
He points actually over at the window.
I don't even acknowledge his existence. I just go, you, come here.
Yes.
Is Snigget slinked off yet?
Yes, Snigget has slinked off.
I look back down.
What's wrong? You feeling okay?
Your backpack?
It's
in the kitchen?
Yes.
You know that friend of yours that I just try to burn every possible existence?
Mm-hmm.
Opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's just say he was an unwelcome guest in a place of learning.
Of course he'd fail that.
He suggested the window.
Then let's look at the window.
And I'll tell you, but the jury-rigged door, guy didn't know exactly what book he was looking for. Well, he knew what book he was looking for, he didn't know where it was. So...
No, now that you mention it, yeah.
All right.
Why does Steven never look outside?
When you look over at the window, since you, when you're pointed there, you don't actually need to.
Okay,
you'll notice that It's actually...
Wait, I would have been in
here. Oh, then you're fine. You'll notice that the window was actually broken very carefully and then reassembled very... almost magically.
Do you know of any magic that can fix objects? Mm-hmm. It's either was magic or someone knew what they were doing.
I use wish. Because I never remember.
Oh. Well, there is magic that can fix stuff, but nothing comes to mind, no.
Can I make a knowledge arcana roll?
Not really. Okay. It's definitely nothing divine.
I got a 60. I needed a 53.
You could, fate fortune point it.
No, technology doesn't matter very much, right?
Do any better?
It's sitting there, the tip of your tongue.
I only have one more of those today.
I spend one of mine. Why? Because I have three.
You're gonna be angry.
You feel
I
feel
my three.
Oh, my three.
Hmm? Ah, there goes from my last one. Got the exact same roll. No. No. There is magic I can do it, but nothing comes to mind at the moment, no.
Okay, I'll ask you later.
I have to search for it. Research
it. Unfortunately, there are no magical colleges in Nol.
We are in the library.
I know. I'm doing things I'm not supposed to right now. I'm pretty sure the librarian will suck out my soul.
You can act like you're looking for the crime scene.
I look at the librarian, Andre, and how does my soul feel?
The librarian's been watching you this entire time.
No. But not unless you can distract the librarian. I like my soul. He's almost worse than chaos.
But technically, you are helping. You're learning magic that can help.
No. Unfortunately. Unless you distract that thing. No.
Here's what I'll point out, Jessica. You're currently in a Temple of Sigmar. The only arcane thing you're going to find here is magic is bad. Magic is a tool of chaos. Chaos is bad.
So is the window openable or is it just breakable?
No, it's a stained glass window that was broken and then somehow magically reassembled.
Can I see anything from looking out through it? Or is it so covered I can't see anything?
Give me a perception check.
Ooh, this is vision-based, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
If it's hearing-based, I get one.
I make it by 4 tiers.
There's a sewer grate within about 20 feet.
Hey, Skaven! Again.
I recommend we go back to our rooms and change into the dirty clothing.
Yes. I'm get Conrad. He's not already here. Conrad.
Yeah, I've been here.
Was here.
Yes, we should do that.
All right, let's go get in the sewer crawling clothing. My one that has the leg all burnt up.
Well, before we actually go into the... What floor is this on? Is it the ground floor?
It's ground floor.
Okay.
Is there a map of the sewers that the city has available?
I'm saying, do we find any like scratch marks or anything on the wall?
Nope.
I don't think it was a Skaven that stole it. Sewers have been used
Neither
by
thieves
for generations. So, Andre, is there a map of the sewers that the city has that we might be able to look at?
I was just seeing if someone has some rag or anything.
Yes, there is.
Can we procure a copy?
Mm-hmm.
Is there one already pre-assembled?
Okay. Yes.
So we don't have to wait for them to draw it out.
Alright, so we'll go to that sewer.
Well, is there anything else to be found within the,
Hey, it's up to you if you really want to take the, time to research the ruins or anything while you're here.
Well, I want to wait until we actually have permission to do that, because that librarian kind of scares me.
Mm-hmm. At least we can wait.
Okay. So, you guys change into your dirty clothes.
Does the big, brave, shiny knight want to go first?
Not really, it's dirty. But I'll go.
Okay. You now shine. Literally.
Thanks. I'll put my laptop away, and then I need to check something for final tomorrow.
The question is if Tyler's checking for his finals.
I was actually emailing someone in regards to school.
Okay. Or if he's using it as a glorified chat engine right now.
So no, I'm just emailing someone for school.
Okay.
I'm not even on World of Warcraft, so look, no games are up.
Not even Dwarf Fortress. Okay.
Nope. Shame.
I was doing something important for once.
Alright. So you guys hop down and you guys have that wonderful smell of gunpowder down here.
It's much better than
footprints.
What
were there footprints leading
here? There were no footprints. Okay. It's just that there was a sewer grate really close.
Also, I was wondering if there were footprints Conrad found, but I guess not.
Was the grate disturbed at all?
Upon closer inspection, you'll notice that it was finely soldered.
Okay.
I like it how soldered looks like soldering.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so we know they at least went down here. Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Alright. Shiny Knight.
What? I go down there.
I know, we're using your lamp.
It's okay.
Gunpowder is a better smell than poo.
You'll notice that you think that what the primary amount of stuff that's actually in this part of the sewers is, you think this is actually just like gunpowder that's washed away by the rain.
So if I lit a match down here, would that be bad?
Yes, because it hasn't rained in a little while.
Wait, I got my fireball.
Well, I recommend using your magic.
I wouldn't talk about...
Unless you're casting sleep.
Honestly, it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't explode. Mm-hmm.
I'm well aware.
It would just go, like, fire burning!
At which point I cast Crown of Fire, and I'm cool.
You make immune to fire?
No, but between that and Etheric Armor, mm-hmm. I would have 8 DR versus fire.
Okay.
Alright.
Can you cast it on us?
Dispersing all my spell.
Damn it!
So, as you guys are moving around the sewers, just kind of poking around, someone needs to give me a follow tracks.
I'll just keep an ear out. Yep.
Beep. Beep. He gets a 9. Beep. Okay.
Oh, before we went in here, I'll go ahead and just pray.
Oh, great. Oh, great fish goddess.
Fishy goddess.
Bring us rain.
If, I was going to go for armor. If, you think of something else, Henry, just...
That's fine.
Slap it on.
Nope, armor is what I would recommend right now. Alright.
I'll have my halberd out. Is it cramped in here?
No, actually it's quite spacious.
Okay.
Then I'll like how wide, out. How tall is it?
It's about 3 yards across, 2 yards up.
Okay, so Conrad and I are not at a distinct disadvantage here.
No, I'll be up by Conrad.
I will briefly cover the rear.
Yeah, da, da, da.
I bet you will.
Tentacles bag you off.
In the rear?
I thought you said she's a bite.
Oh, okay.
Conrad.
Well, you're behind me then.
He does have the shiny light that we are using to see.
Well, I can.
It's 3 wide, never mind.
I can actually, I can be beside you.
Oh.
You can be in the middle.
You said 3 yards, happens. Okay.
Yeah.
But you said it's 3 meters, I'm like, so, okay, so 5.
My
by
notes
five,
for one of my classes.
3 meters and yards are exactly
that
the same.
Already passed?
No,
3 meters and 3 yards.
The finals
are
open note, so I'm trying to get them all together.
All right.
As I was saying, notes for a class that's already gone.
There's a minute difference between the two.
You're right. Yeah, I apologize.
Actually, I was just wrong. It's 3 squares, so 6 yards across. Sorry.
Whatever.
It's cool. But they're not exactly the same. But
they're a couple inches off. That's right.
1 meter equals 3.28 08399 feet. 1 meter equals 1.09.
As I say, if you dare put me next to that thing,
that's why I'm saving Conrad.
Shouldn't you just be in the middle? Like I said,
he's the one who's following the tracks.
Oh, I guess he does have to be in the middle, doesn't he? There are tracks down here, right?
Yes. Now he has found tracks, but
how long have we been down here now?
You've been down here 20 minutes.
Okay, we still have 40 more minutes of you shining. Cast
again.
Right.
I accept standing. You being on the other side, Jessica. Out of necessity.
Here we go. Alright.
We usually have to be protected, but
your giant hammer of goodness now glows as well.
I can protect myself, you know.
That's beside the point.
Is there a reason why you do this?
So we can see.
Who do this?
Can you see in the dark?
The grace of Sigmar will guide you.
Okay.
Yeah. They're having a conversation in the background.
You do that. I'll go ahead and drop that fire, that flame off your hammer, and you walk around blind. Yeah, no, I'm not dropping it. I want to see.
Obviously, it's just him that wants to see Alec.
Yeah, apparently.
None of the rest of you can... Obviously, because I'm an elf and they're all humans, they have dark vision, right?
Yep.
Yes.
You don't have dark vision.
You have low light.
That would piss me off so much.
Humans just get all the breaks.
Oh, joy, it is Skaven.
It could be
an elf. These are not the tracks that he's been following.
Oh, look what else is there. Ooh, ooh.
Hey, rats. Die.
He needs to put a pinned one on there.
As they kind of turn and go, listening to the bickering.
Oh! Hi!
You
I
guys can.
Go initiative now.
Carry on! Carry on! Don't mind us!
I don't think they're going to carry on.
Medium armor is what minus what to your agility?
10.
10. Sorry, Jessica, I don't think they're going to carry on.
Okay, I go into 24.
Kill man thing!
That sounds normal. Mm.
Alright, you guys with big weapons, focus on that.
Sure, not that.
We cannot have a flavor of that magnitude.
Remember the last time we tried to kill a Skaven leader? It was small sized. It went on for hours.
Hey, remember, we're not in cramped quarters now.
It's true.
That's why they have a rat ogre.
And he was also trying to use a blowgun as a sling.
Ooh, that's the one.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one with a little mini rat weapon as well.
Sorry.
I like that one.
I'm currently trying to find rat ogre. Because it's not in the Skaven section. Oh, rat ogre. Okay, it's right before it. Because apparently rat ogres aren't Skaven. Jessica, what'd you get?
I got a 58.
Steven?
56.
Tyler?
50,047.
Snigget.
Alec rolled a 4.
He already told me, dude.
Oh, okay.
Snigget goes on 55.
Uh-huh.
Conrad.
See if he betrays us or is on our side still.
Yeah.
Goes on 36. And of course, the
hey,
clan rats.
I pay him.
And the ogre. We'll see, the only unfortunate thing is that these Skaven didn't realize that they need to bring a packmaster with them.
The Wandering Geek Podcast. We get to talk about MMOs, and board and card games, DVDs, and everything else geeky for those road warriors out there, right?
Yeah, and for other geeks with limited time on their hands, which these days is just about everyone. And there's a special topic we cover each episode, too. The Wandering Geek Podcast.
At www.wanderinggeek.com.
And over on iTunes, too.
How do you get your geek on?
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.